You can just hoot. Are you at the second gate?
I'm here to talk to Mike about an assassination.
Many guys came out and many guys shot many bullets. But just randomly shooting the car up, shooting it full of holes.
It becomes cheaper, easier, accepted to kill somebody who stands in your way for economic reasons, for tenders, for example.
He calls the shots, basically. You know, I mean, he's the one that called them. He's the one that said, okay, we need to take this guy out. And he's the one that, you know, gave him money. He's the one that paid them in like wads of money, you know, wads of hard cash.
This is a new podcast series called Too Many Enemies, exploring the assassination of a billionaire. And this case represents the full-blown assassination crisis that the region is going through. There have been 50 mining-related assassinations and attempted assassinations since 2016. In the past 10 years, at least 345 people have lost their lives in politically linked hits in KwaZulu-Natal. Also, lawyers, judges, magistrates, and businessmen across South Africa and Mozambique have been targeted and killed. Assassinations are becoming normal, an everyday occurrence. Brought to you by the Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime and produced by Volume. Over 6 episodes, Too Many Enemies will look at what the assassination of Wandile Botswana means for the state of politics, crime, and justice in South Africa today. It's a story involving politicians, taxi bosses, assassins, and flamingos. Get Too Many Enemies wherever you get your podcasts. Volume.